Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Strive for the Best. Just, it's so messed up. Like, I needed more time to think about it, you know, and settle with the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, in this podcast, in this episode, I haven't invited anyone, just because I want to talk about this by myself. You know what I'm saying? And during these times, because in racism. I'm gonna be talking about racism. If you guys don't know what is racism, obviously, most of you guys know what is racism. I'm just gonna explain it real quick. And racism is the belief of the race is you know, it's just really hard to talk about it right now, because I just can't, you know, and the situation is like it's been almost 100 years since and racism is over, you know what I'm saying? And racism is just like thinking that one race is just more superior than the other race, you know what I mean? Like many people think that white people are more superior than black people or the other kind of races, you know. And a quick disclaimer, I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert in racism. I'm not here to tell anyone that and this is the right thing and should follow this and that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, a quick disclaimer for that. I think all over the years of racism that people, you know, tend to ignore it. You know what I'm saying? Like. You see nowadays, like, most people use the N-word, like, it became like a normal lifestyle thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, and the black people, you know, don't really care if you use the, other people use the N-word in my country, you know what I'm saying? And we're in Qatar right now, I'm in Qatar, anyone could say the N-word and then no one's gonna do anything about it, because it became normal, you know what I'm saying? But then in America, if someone says the N-word, obviously if there's a black person and beside that person, he's gonna get his ass beat, you know what I'm saying? I think that and people should really do something about this, but by protesting peacefully, you know, it's a good thing that and they're protesting peacefully, you know what I'm saying? That people are been looting stuff, like you can't hide behind the protest just looting stores and markets and stuff. You and you're tearing down this little businesses that the people are getting money from, like, and during this pandemic, like, you yourself, you know what I'm saying, you don't have enough and resources or money, you know what I'm saying, like every now and then, like, and people's salary are going down, like, in my family right now, I had many people whose and salaries just went down massively, you know, you get what I mean? So like, and people tend to loot. I don't know why people are looting right now, but like, so in this podcast, I'm gonna talk about racism, right? And correct me if I'm wrong, like, racism have ended 500 to 1,000 years ago, right? Racism on the part of the Western powers towards non-Westers has had a far more significant impact on history than any other form of racism among the Western groups or among the East, such as Asians, Africans, and others. You know what I'm saying? So like this, by this type, you know what I'm saying? This really hit me because I'm black, and I'm most people don't, and don't know that in this podcast. You know, you get what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. So in this episode, I'm gonna be focusing on why are people like so racist? Like, I know it's 2020. It's hard to find someone racist nowadays. Socializing through the social media platform, and you know what I'm saying, like we have a lot of technology, you know what I'm saying. Our generation is considered to be the best generation in history right now because we can do anything, you know, to prevent this. You get what I mean? So like what I'm saying right now is that people there are a lot of people who are racist in this world right now, in this planet, in Earth, right? There are a lot of people who are racist, but we can't just see them. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to see them. It's really hard to see them. You know what I'm saying? So like, I feel like, and most of us, you know, we should talk to each other, you know, you get what I mean? So like, people, you know what I'm saying, they should, you know, think about the situation and what's going on around the world during this pandemic. You know what I mean? Like, it's a hard time. Like, it's a really hard time for all of us. You know what I'm saying? A lockdown, you know, everyone's bored in quarantine, you know, you get what I mean? Yeah. So like, it's just mad, you know, like, and the first few days when I heard about the news, I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't just let it down in my brain. I can't like find a spot for it in my brain, cause since I came out into this world, you know what I'm saying, I've seen racist people throughout my over the years of growing, you know, I've seen them, but like there are more people who are not racist than racist. You get me? So like people need to start talking to each other, you know, you get what I mean? So like to prevent this and to prevent this from happening, like the George Floyd RIP, rest in peace. That copy, yeah, he was obviously racist, yeah, for a fact, and he was telling him to stand down and stop resisting, even though he's not resisting. But like if it was a white guy who's literally just holding an AK-47, it's just he won't do anything about it because he's just gonna tell him to go home. You get what I mean? But putting these matters towards what black people and other kinds of cultures and other kind of races, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just judge a person by their skin color. You get what I mean? So like, I'm not an expert. You know, I'm not an expert. And this, you know what I'm saying? I'm not here to judge anyone, you know what I'm saying? I'm just here to talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so about this, you know, you get like most of the people, you know what I'm saying, most of the black people are from the hood, you know what I'm saying? You know the hood, obviously, in America, right? And in certain states in America, there's a place called the hood where like most black people are living in, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not really considered as poor, but like they do have money and all of that stuff, but like they're just For me, I just say that they're bad. You know what I'm saying? They're bad. Like, some are good, some are bad. But I say as bad. Don't judge, you know what I'm saying? I'm not here to judge anyone. But like, I'm just gonna say that they're bad. But there are good people in the hood, as everyone knows, right? But like, from that, like, cops, police, they just take that image, you know what I'm saying? They take that image and see it like, oh, they're bad people, you know, people and black people are bad, and people shouldn't be with them. You get what I mean? So like, it's just messed up. Like, we're living here in this era in 2020. You would not find like it's really hard to find a racist person in 2020. You get what I mean? But I'm sorry again, because I just can't. You know what I'm saying? It's just hard to get in. You know what I'm saying? In my perspectives, I'm seeing that it should stop. Like, it should definitely stop. It will stop eventually. Eventually, it will stop. Like, no matter what happens, like in the future, it's gonna stop eventually, because by this protest going on, you get what I mean. And there's protests lead to looting. But you see the news, and social media right now are just showing and people looting, and they're using that as an excuse for the protests. You know what I mean? So like, the media right now is just seeing, it's just showing a bad image to the public, to the public eye. You know, you get what I mean? So like, this it shouldn't be like this. You know what I mean? But like, and most of the news companies are saying that. Are saying that most people who are looting the shops are like black, just to get out of the, just to make racism and the protests an excuse for looting. You get what I mean? So like, it's so messed up. It's just really messed up. Like, they don't know who's looting that. Like, obviously we all know, like, Jake Paul, he got arrested from being included in one of the looting sites. You get what I mean? But like, it shouldn't be like this. I'm just saying, like, it shouldn't be like this. And like, people need to figure out a way to just get the looting over with, because the looting is causing a big problem, like big problems. You know what I mean? And people are burning down their city, and they're burning down their own homes, fam. They're burning down their own businesses. They're burning down. I just don't know what to say, because it's messed up, and people need a living. People need money for a living. People need resources for a living. You get what I mean? So like, I don't know how they're gonna live after this, because it's just oh my god, you get what I mean? So like, obviously I'm alone in this podcast, so I can't have anyone talking with me right now. I'm alone, yeah. So I'm gonna try to make the most out of it. Yeah, I'm sorry if I'm stuttering a lot, because it's been a thing for me for a long time. You know what I mean? I think people shouldn't judge the other person's race by their characteristics and abilities or qualities specific to that race. You know what I mean? So like, the white race is seen as the most superior race. Like, like overall, you know what I'm saying? The white race is seen as the most superior, because back in the day, it's been the white, you know, in slavery and slavery and all that stuff. I just don't want to go deep into it because I don't think I have much time left. Yeah. I think that people should get really into talking to each other. I mentioned this before. People should really think about what they say or about what they do to people, because we're all human. Like I have two hands. I have two hands, and you have two hands. I have two legs. You have two legs. I have eyes. You have eyes. I have a head. You have a head. We're all humans. We're all the same. It's just the skin color. I don't know why people are judging that. But I don't know why some individuals are judging other people skin color like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just, we're all humans, and there is a reason why we live in the same earth. Yeah, and there's a reason why we use the same things. And there's a reason why me and you, like, we eat, we sleep, and we do everything the same. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like a person could be racist at this time, in this day and age. You get what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. And like the story about George Floyd, you know what I'm saying? It really hurt me. It really hurt me seeing this, you know, kids on social media saying that, am I gonna die? Is that man gonna shoot me? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just terrible seeing that, because it hurts. It just hurts. I mean, I'm black. I'm young. I'm 16 years old. I'm turning 17 in a few months. Well, it just hurts seeing those kind of stuff. Like, knowing that you have to make some research before going to a country. You have to make some research to know where the racist places are in that particular country that you're going to. You know what I mean? It just hurts, fam. Like, you can be walking around like anywhere, and then a random group of people and just come up to you and be like, and making monkey expressions and showing a bad image to you. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, I have some facts here. It states that in the US, black individuals are twice as likely to be unemployed than white individuals. You know what I'm saying? Once employed, black individuals earn nearly 25% less than their white counterparts. You get what I mean? So, like, the white race is seen as more superior than the black race, because most people want slavery back. You know what I mean? I'm not here to judge anyone. I said that before. I'm just here to tell you the facts, right? That that it's just not fair. It's just not fair. Like, we're all humans. You know what I mean? Like, that you can't judge a person by their skin color. Again, you get what I mean? Here it says that I'm sorry for the delay. Yeah, and during the 2015 and 2016 school year, black students are represented only 15% of the total US student enrollment, but they made up 35% of students suspended once and 44% of students suspended more than once. You get what I mean? But, like, the U.S. and the U.S. and Department of Education concluded that this disparity is not explained by more and frequent or more serious misbehavior by students or color. Like, teachers, like, I had some, and back in the day, like, when I was in year 6 or year 5, like, I'm back in the day, I wasn't in Qatar, I was in Malaysia, right? I had some papers who I had some teachers who didn't like me because I was black, right? I just used to get and kicked out of the class. I used to get like back. I'm back in Malaysia. I'm not judging anyone. Again, I'm not judging. They used to have caning classes where and we're like the bad kids are used to get beaten, you know, like. It's not really hard, as you can say. It's just like a normal beat, you know what I'm saying? Like 3 times in your hand, you know what I'm saying? Or your legs. But like, I was that kid in the class who wanted to make everyone laugh. You know what I mean? Who wanted to spread and positivity around the class, around the school. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like most classes, and the teachers see me as the class clown, although I do my work, I respect them. I do everything in my power to help the teachers, you know what I'm saying, and make them have trust in me, because I'm just a kid who wants to spread and positivity. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just can't, yeah.
Who want to spread positive energy throughout the world. And that's the reason why I made this podcast. You know what I mean? Strive for the best podcast, you know. The more chances you have of succeeding in that goal or aim that you want to achieve, you know what I'm saying? And you strive for the best, you get what I mean? You know, it's just hard to really think about it because you know, I see myself right now as one of the lucky ones, you know what I'm saying? I am originally from Sudan, okay? I was born in Malaysia, but I went to kindergarten in Sudan, and then I just came back to Malaysia and I was basically just and raised there, you know. You get what I mean? I did not have any incidents or racism in Asia. Like if you go to any part of Asia, I know there are people who are racist around the country that you're living in or any state that you're living in. There are racist people everywhere. You know what I mean? But like, there's like a little percentage of racist people in Asia. It's just like a 0.1 and racism in Asia. You know what I mean? Like, we used to love each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a Muslim. You know what I mean? So like, and most of Asia is like a Muslim. You know what I mean? So like, we respect each other. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter if you have a broken leg or your arm have been chopped off, you know what I mean? Once again, I'm sorry about my stuttering. It's just gone too much when I talk too fast. I'm trying to end this podcast in a good way. So yeah, it's just hard seeing this. Like again, coming back to my other statement, like I can't just go into a country, like knowing that there are many racist incidents that happened in that particular country. You know what I mean? So like, it's just hard, fam. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get this in. You know. Yeah. And so yeah. I mean, it's a tough time. It's a tough period to live in, but I think we're having an advantage right now because we have social media and technology, right? Yeah. And nowadays, like, people tend to get more socialized and to know more out of each other. You get what I mean? So like, yeah, I think racism could easily be solved
you know, it could easily be solved. But like, people need to just calm down, think about the process, think about the future. You know what I mean? It's not that hard to solve. But like, by looting and doing all of the bad stuff that people are doing right now, it just can't stop. Until that stuff finishes, that incidence, that terrible stuff finishes, it just can't stop. You know what I mean? But like, yeah, we need to just sit down, talk about it. But yeah, again, if you enjoyed this podcast, I'm your host, I'm Advice, and this is Sorry for the Best podcast. If you enjoy this podcast or you're listening to this podcast on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please don't forget to like, subscribe, and tune in to a upcoming podcast. It's been a great talk, and stay safe, stay calm. Thank you for your time.